flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Yes, that lion boy's on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie.
I've done better.
On the Fan. McMonagle here with you on this Thursday morning. I got you for 3 hours till the warm-up show at 5 a.m. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. Fliegelman's on the other side, and we're taking your calls till 5 a.m. Knick fans, time to get excited. It's time to get excited. 5-game winning streak. An impressive statement victory, 122-112 over the Denver Nuggets, and they are now, along with the Toronto Raptors, the hottest team in the NBA, 5 consecutive wins, and it feels different than the 9-game winning streak a few weeks ago. It feels different because you're not beating the Wizards twice, you're not beating San Antonio. As well as they played during that stretch, ultimately, this is much more impressive going back-to-back nights against the 3 and 4 seeds out west. And making statements. It wasn't just like this game. Now, there's a lot to this game. And Jokic, weird game for him. Those 2 fouls early on in the game. He sits really the entire first half. Comes back. Doesn't really have a great game. You got, obviously, Murray gets that 4th foul early in the second half. And is unable to play as much as I'm sure Denver would like. But still, the New York Knicks make a statement victory here against the Denver Nuggets and this 5-game winning streak as we get ready to take on Boston the Saturday before the Super Bowl as that matchup looms. But this win and the way they were able to do it, and obviously how great Jalen Brunson is, 30 points, 15 assists, and that's really the first thing. Like, look at the last year, right? And I've talked about this a lot with Karl Anthony Towns and the way this team plays, like how important Karl Anthony Towns is. And he didn't have his best game in this game last night, but how important Karl Anthony Towns is, and maybe even more important than Jalen Brunson. But Jalen Brunson, the captain of this team, Like, it's not, last year they needed him to score. And I'm not saying they don't need him to score now. He gets 30 points in this game. But it's the 15 assists, the way he sees the floor right now. He's the, you know, obviously the top point guard in the East. He's going to be the starting point guard for the Eastern Conference All-Star team. And it's so much more than just being that guy. They rely on him to score. Like, there are different things in this game. Obviously, OG Anunoby, who's kind of been rejuvenated the last couple games. He's 5-for-7 from three, 23 points, a plus 15 in this game. He was, you know, he's been playing much better. The vision to get Mikal Bridges in the game and get those corner threes going. It's not just Brunson's ability to score, and a lot of things you like about this game, right? Their ability to go on runs with the bench on the floor. Like, there was a stretch here. They get out to that early lead. I mentioned Jokic has the two early fouls. He's off the floor, and they kind of go on this run to start the first quarter. And Murray kind of brings them back, but they go on that run to start the first quarter. They lose it. They're down 7 points in the third quarter. They showed resiliency to get back into this game. They went on a run there in the late third quarter into the fourth quarter with the bench on the floor. The much maligned bench, Miles Bridges hitting big shots at the start of the fourth quarter to get them back into that game and back into the lead. And we talk about the minutes police. No one in this game played 40 minutes. No one in the game played 40 minutes. The bench saw more. Precious Achiuwa played 26. McBride plays 22. Goes 2-for-5 from three-point land. 12 points, a plus 9 in the game. They were able to go on runs and outplay the Denver Nuggets, who they've played very well against, right? Even going back to last year, that was like the quintessential win of that January run last year when they went into Denver and blew out the defending champion Denver Nuggets last year, and now they beat them twice. This game, they handled. There was a moment there, I think it was a 7-point deficit in the third quarter where you were worried the game might get out of hand, but they come right back and go on a run. They get, like I said, go on these runs with the bench. Bridges, I mean, McBride gives you the run there at the start of the fourth quarter, and it's just the way they're able to do it in different ways, too. Like, they have been traditionally a half-court offense here. They don't run that much, but in this game, they're getting those fast break points, those, you know, breakaway points, as well as points off turnovers, and that's the thing about this defense. It hasn't been the same as last year. There's been a lot of issues with their perimeter defense, the amount of open threes they've been giving up, but they have been turning the ball over at such a high clip over the last handful of games. They score 23 points off of 14 turnovers in this game. You could argue that's the game right there. I mean, there was a stretch where I think Hart and then OG Anunoby had three consecutive or three out of four possession dunks or layups at the other end off of turnovers and off of long rebounds. They were able to push the ball. They were able to set up their offense as well. They were able to beat you a myriad of different ways, this team. And that's why, you know, we get hung up on who they are and the style of play and I don't trust this defense. And, you know, we got sort of, I don't know, you want to call it bad, disappointing, what we expected kind of news out of Mitchell Robinson, where he's doing okay. He's jumping, he's shooting, but he's not cleared for contact yet. Got the trade deadline coming up on either the 5th or 6th of February. That's going to decide how this team moves forward. Maybe they do something. Maybe they don't. Do they improve the defense? Do they try and make a move that would improve the offense and depth, which clearly has been an issue for this team? But as they start to mold into what Jokic told you himself is a top five NBA championship contender, because that's what they are right now. You look at this, this team that played last night, this team that ran the Memphis Grizzlies out of the gym, their ability to score, their ability to get scoring from everywhere in the starting five, to have a guy like Josh Hart giving you a triple-double, heart of the team, rebounds, coast-to-coast. Obviously, how good Jalen Brunson is, his assists are way up. It's not even just the scoring. That's what I love about Brunson this year, because he's adapted. And it's taken time. And we talked about at that beginning of the year that it was going to take time for this team to gel. And now it's coming into its own here where the defense is picking up, especially turning the ball over and getting turnovers and points off of turnovers. You're seeing Jalen Brunson's ability to score 30 when he needs it, when Karl Anthony Towns is having an off night. But his assists are way up, 15 assists in this game. He's able to distribute the ball better. He understands there's more scorers. He doesn't have to be the guy that has to put up 50 if they're going to win a game against a good basketball team. That's who they were last year. And I know a lot of that was because of the injuries and everything, but whatever the case may be right now with this group, with Karl-Anthony Towns in the lineup, with OG Anunoby, who is getting better offensively. You saw the, like, again, I Jokic had a weird game. Once those two fouls, like, there was that one possession, OG Anunoby just blows right by him like he's not playing defense. So I think the Knicks caught a little bit of a break here. Those early fouls impacted what the Denver Nuggets were trying to do and certainly how they play their game. But still, this is an impressive win. They showed you their ability to score in different ways. They showed you ability to get turnovers and play defense. They showed you the ability to score and make a run with the bench on the court. They showed resiliency down seven after a big lead in the first. And then they showed you how to close out the game as well. Like, this Knicks team, right now, when they play like this, they're as good as anybody. And this five-game winning streak is far more impressive than the nine-game winning streak we saw a couple weeks ago. And they just took care of the big boys of the West. All right, yes, they've had a real tough time with the Thunder. Right? The Thunder, you could argue, is the best team, you know, hard to argue against it, the best team in the NBA right now, along with Cleveland.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And they have taken it to the Knicks the two times they've played, and they've struggled against them. But besides that, this Denver Nugget team, okay, maybe they're not the team they were 2 years ago as NBA champions, or maybe the team they were at this point of the season last year. But this is one of the better teams in the West. Memphis has been one of the best teams in the West. And these two games right here are statement victories for the New York Knicks, who are finding themselves. And as we head into the All-Star break, and I've told you, I think OG needs a rest. We talk about the minutes police as the NBA is literally discussing whether or not to shorten the amount of minutes in a game. This team, off of this victory, is really showing you who they can be as a unit. And they're starting to gel. And Tibbs is going to, you know, he's going to have to work in the bench. And we saw that. In 26 minutes from Achua, 12 minutes from Payne, 22 from McBride. Even Shamet played 5 minutes. Like, if they can figure out a way to make this a 9-man rotation, an 8-man rotation on a regular basis, and prove that even against the teams like the Denver Nuggets, when they're down in the third quarter, you know, they can make a run with Brunson on the floor, on the bench. They can make a run leaning on McBride for a few minutes. They can make a run with Achua at the five and Cat on the bench. They can still play their game, and they can still stay in a game against the teams like the Memphis Grizzlies and the Denver Nuggets. So I think they showed you a lot in this game. They showed you the ability to score multiple ways. They showed you the bench can still be on a run. They showed you they can score off the turnover. They can score on a fast break. The defense has been much better. And Jalen Brunson not only can give you 30, but can give you 15 assists and see the floor and make, and between his passing, Hart's passing, Karl-Anthony Towns' ability to pass, they're a fluid offense who can beat you a myriad of different ways. And they are now on a 5-game winning streak, finding their stride better defensively, better offensively, more rounded, deeper rotation. And they are getting set up for what is going to be a big push. And starting really with the big game that we will, you know, get all hyped up the day before the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, you know, Monday it'll be overwhelmed by the Super Bowl. But Saturday night on ABC against the Boston Celtics, who they are now a game behind in the Eastern Conference standings as the three seed. This is a team that, for me, right now, as good as they were in January last year, on that run when Randall was still healthy before Randall got hurt, and as much fun as we had with them at the end of the year last year, and as much as Jalen Brunson put on his Superman cape and scored 50 a night to get them past Philadelphia, and I feel like had a very good chance to get past the Pacers, if not for the more injuries that continued to hamper them, OG, and we all know what happened in that series. They don't need anyone to wear the Superman cape. They have guys who are capable of it. We've seen Bridges put on the Superman cape maybe two or three times this year, not a lot, but when he finds his shot, he can score you 30 to 40. Karl-Anthony Towns has been that guy almost all year, and we know Jalen Brunson's capable of it. And you've got a guy like Josh Hart who is able to get you a triple-double, fight for rebounds, make good passes. OG Anunoby, who's an elite defender, who can hit the corner three, 5 or 7 from the three-point line last night, 23 points, a plus 15 in the game, getting his own shots much better than he was last year. And if they can get back a big piece like Mitchell Robinson to help this team a little bit more off the bench and a little bit more of a rim protector, there's no reason to think this team can't win an NBA championship. And I think this five-game set, and particularly this five-game winning streak, and particularly these last two, are showing you what they can be. And a multiple-time MVP who just went against them and can't figure them out over the last 2 years is telling you they are a top-five contender for an NBA championship. And I can't remember the last time I honestly felt that way. Maybe we said it at times last year, but did you feel it in your bones the way you feel it now? I watch this team, and there are flaws. And I'm not saying they've completely turned the corner or they won't get blown out by 20 against the Celtics on Saturday. I hope not. There might still be another moment along the line this season where we doubt them. But what they've shown you is when they play their game, they are on par with any team in the NBA. And I firmly believe that. They have the ability to beat you a myriad of different ways. They can score a bunch of different ways. They've forced turnovers that lead to points. The bench is actually getting run. Like, so many positives come out of these last two games. So many positives. And yes, again, Jokic gets into foul trouble early, hardly plays in the first half. Yeah, they get that fourth foul on Murray early on in the second half. And that hinders the ability of the Nuggets to, you know, hold on to a 7-point lead in the third quarter. But ultimately, this Knicks team turned the ball over. They played better defense. They hit their threes. They ran the floor. They did it all with the bench on the floor at times. Nobody played 40 minutes. And they are showing you the ability to be a chameleon in many ways and be a well-rounded basketball team, and you know Tibbs is going to get them there. Like, that's, we'll see what the minute, we all understand the minutes police, and we'd love them to have a more 8-man rotation and 9 on certain days. But ultimately, we know how good of a coach he is, and it's about getting this team ready. I think the All-Star break, although they're on a 5-game win streak right now, I think we're a little bit of a break for them, and then heading forward would be a huge positive for them, as well as showing the ability to roll when they're on the bench. Because when they have the bench in the floor, because you understand they need to play the bench, right? And we could say it till we're blue in the face. But we've talked about the depth of this team and the concern of the depth of this team. And it helps immensely. And we know how Tibbs is a sort of, you know, doghouse type guy. Or, you know, he needs to, when the game's on the line, he's not going to trust guys he doesn't trust. These kind of wins against the Denver Nuggets go a long way when you can go on runs and overcome a deficit after an early lead, go against the Denver Nuggets with your bench on the floor, and overcome a 7-point deficit and go and take the lead and win the game and make runs, especially at the start of the fourth quarter in this game, with McBride on the floor, with Achiuwa on the floor, with Cameron Payne on the floor. That's going to go a long way to continuing to give them minutes, to continuing to keep a longer man rotation, and to continue keeping the legs of OG Anunoby, who have looked tired at times, keeping the legs of Jalen Brunson, who you just can't run into the floor. Mikal Bridges, Hart, Brunson. I was watching some, thing on Instagram. The top five, the three combination of players in the NBA who've played the most minutes together on the floor. So any three players in the NBA who've spent the most minutes on the floor together, the top five combinations are all New York Knicks. Whether it's Bridges, OG Brunson, Brunson, Hart, OG, Brunson, Hart, Towns, Bridges, OG, Hart. Like every single combination of three men on the floor at the same time, the top five in the NBA are all New York Knicks. I don't know if you can make it through the entire season that way. And last night's game of watching the bench go on runs, watching the team with McBride on the floor be able to stabilize the game and go win it against the likes of the four seed and, an NBA champion and two-time MVP, Denver Nuggets and Jokic and Murray, that goes a long way to instilling confidence in this coach who's shown sometimes the inability to do it. And we scream about it. We want him to change his ways, and we think he needs to change his ways. Having a performance like this and watching the bench be able to do it as well as Brunson with 30 and 15 assists, as well as OG Anunoby finding his legs a little bit and going 5-7 from three-point land. These are the kind of wins that tell you what kind of team you have here. And this was a statement win. The last two wins have been statement wins. And this five-game winning streak feels a hell of a lot better than even the nine-game winning streak of a few weeks ago. And it leads them into the Lakers. It leads them into Houston. And then it leads them into the biggest matchup of the season so far against the Boston Celtics the day before the Super Bowl. So right now, if you're a Knicks fan, it's time to get excited. It's time to really get excited as we end the football season. You know me, my favorite tweet of the year is once the Super Bowl's over, baseball season's here. But that's because of years of the Knicks not having a season. That's been years of not getting hyped up for a New York Knicks run. We're ending the football season, and we are going into basketball season, and the New York Knicks are on a run, playing the best basketball in the NBA. Just beat two of the best teams in the West, rounding into form where you can trust the bench, OG Anunoby coming around, Brunson not only being able to score, but to see the floor and get 15 assists, two starters in the All-Star game, and a chance to be one of the best teams in the NBA, and a two-time or even a three-time MVP in Jokic is telling you they are a top five contender for the NBA Finals. It's a good time to be a Knicks fan. 888-808-1019. We'll come back, take your calls on the game, take your calls on the Knicks. We'll get into a bunch of different things. The Jets have a defensive coordinator. I still have a lot of thoughts on the interview from Hal Steinbrenner and the reaction from the fans. Yesterday I killed him. Today I defend him. We'll get into that. Plenty to get to. The Mets have a reliever. The Pete Alonso situation is still there, and we know it's written in the stars.